Talking about the Nekuda Nefla, the Rambam, who has a different way of analyzing the Shaila of Isser Chal Isser. Why isn't the Isser Ana in Isser Mosif when it comes to Basar V'Cholov? How is it the Gemara assumed that this was the issue of Chalev with Cholov would be the classic issue of Isser Chal Isser that seems to fly in the face of Rava's statement in Shavuos that an Isser Mosif is not a classic Isser Chal Isser. Even if you don't subscribe to Isser Chal Isser, you'll still subscribe to Isser Mosif. And the Gemara increases, tells us that adding a dimension of being Asr Ba'ana, not only Isser Ba'achila, would qualify as being an Isser Mosif. So that was the question that all of the Rishonim were dealing with. And the Rambam suggested a fascinating yesod, that the Rambam said that the Isser Hana by Basar V'Cholav only could come into existence if the Isser Achila is Chal. So if the Isser Achila is not Chal, so then you don't have the Isser Hana. This really introduces to us something yesodistic, not only pertaining to the world of Basar V'Cholav. There is a Gemara in Yevamos that is one of the main sources in the sugya of Isser Chal Isser. This is a Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, and the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about a Yevamos sugya, that you have an Eshes Ach, which is the wife of your brother, and the brother dies, and then that Eshes Ach becomes also Achos Isha. So you have two Isurim, a situation of Isser Chal Al Isser. So the Gemara says, even the Man Omer who holds that the second Isser could be Chal, the Gemara says it's a Nafkamina. So the Gemara says, my Nafkamina, Lekovro Bein Rishoim Gmur. So what does that line mean? To bury him amongst Rishoim that are more severe. So listen carefully. So the Gemara is telling us that even if the Isser is not Chal, they're still going to have, even if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, there's still going to be ramifications that he's still going to be considered a bigger Rasha than a person who doesn't have a situation of Isser Chal Isser. Does everyone understand what I meant? What does that mean, Lekov Robein Rishon Gemurim? So you have to get a little background and understand that the cemeteries that we have, Bizman Hazeh, were not the way the cemeteries looked back in the times of the Tanoim and Chazal and the Torah's picture of cemeteries. The Gemara tells us, and one of these sources, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that you're not allowed to bury people who are Chayav Misas Sreifa next to people who are Chayav Misas Chenek. Or you're not allowed to bury people who are Chayav Misas Skila next to people who were Chayav Misa Sreifa or Misa Herik. They all needed their own Bate Kvar. And this is now not only relevant for people that happen to be Chayav Misa's Bezdin, but the Gemara says that you're not allowed, you learn from there, that you're not allowed to bury the fact that we needed separate Bate Kvaros for the different Chayav Misa's Bezdin, so that now taught us that you can't bury someone who's a bigger Rasha next to a Tzaddik. This is something that the Poskim talk about Halacha L'maisa. It gets very complicated. In Eretz Yisrael, they try to be Makbid in terms of Shomer Shabbos. Like what the cutoff is, we don't have tallies on where people are holding in their Yiddishkeit. You know, we don't have a roster. But in theory, back in the day, they might have. And the Gemara is telling you, you know, so Bizman Hazeh, they make a distinction of, is he Shomer Shabbos, is he not Shomer Shabbos? So that's the Kvura section that plays out Halacha L'maisa based on this concept. And then I once heard from Rav Asher Weiss, he wrote a tshuva, it gets very complicated when you have army units that want to be buried all together, and you might have some people that are Shomer Shabbos and not Shomer Shabbos that want to be buried as a unit. And it's complicated when it comes to this halacha of separate batei kfar. So the Gemara is telling us in Yevamos, let's just remember this line: Nafkamina lekovro bein rishayim gmur, which means the following: Let's say I have 700 averis on my tally, and you have 700 averis on your tally, and we're going to be in the same batik verse. But you have an anus or chal aliser. You have a second. You have an epis of something that's going to tip the scale. It wasn't chal in totality, but it shows. Listen to what I'm saying over here. This is what the Prima Godim gleans out of this Gemara. That it's not that the Isser is not there. It's not that Klape Shmaya I didn't do an Avera when I have a situation of Ein Isser Chal Isser. It's Legabe Korbonos and Legabe Onshin, I can't get punished in a situation of Isser Chal Isser. But if you want to know, is the Avera there? So then what? So then the Gemara is telling you, no, you did the Avera. It's just not chal le'inyan punishment. It's not chal le'inyan parshas akarbonos. But if you want to know, can you be in the same batei kvaros? Did you do the avera? Avada not. That's what the Gemara is telling us. If that's true, so then we can go back to the kasha on the Kesef Mishnah from last week. The Kesef Mishnah said that the din is that if a person is cooking in a lab or is cooking the chocolate like the Tribune Rav spoke about, and he has no plans on eating, and it's not kedei lechel, so then the Kesef Mishnah says that's not the nature of the Yisr Bishul of Basar al-Bukhalaf. It was all Achila-oriented, and it's a Bishul that's going to lead up to Achila. So that was a big Chiddush that the Tribune Rav had a tremendous kula based on in that situation that we spoke about. However, came along Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he asked a Bam Kasha, and he said, how could you say such a thing? The Rambam tells us in our case of Cholov with Chelev, which is Usser to eat, I'm sorry, which doesn't have the Isser, Achila, of Basar v'Cholov. Why? Because, Legabe Achila, the din is, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Rambam tells us, Beferish, that you're not allowed to cook Cholov with Chelev. And for our purposes, in terms of the shilas we were discussing, if you would have a case of nevela with chalav, so even though the yisra achila of basar v'chalav is not chal, because it's ein yisra chal yisra, and we explain that it's not going to be an yisra mosif, right? But still, there's going to be an yisra bishul. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, don't you see that obviously the yisra bishul and the yisra achila are two totally independent Isurim, and one can't lead up to the other. So therefore, how could the Tribune Rav say that you could have an option of Paskin like the Kesef Mishnah? How the Rambam is beferish against the Kesef Mishnah by the fact that he Paskin in a case of Chelev with Cholov, or Nevela with Cholov, that the Isur Bishul would still be Chai V'Kayim and would apply. So Rabbi Isai, we have a suggestion right now. Once the Gemara tells us that what Isser Chal Isser means, Ein Isser Chal Isser means, is for purposes of onshin, for purposes of karbanos. But did you do the Avera? Even in a situation where you pass an Ein Isser Chal Isser, there is an Avera there. So perhaps one could suggest that that's enough of an Avera that now could now fortify and fulfill the Isser Bishul for the Rambam to paskin that there's an Isser Bishul to cook Cholov with Chelev and Nevela with Cholov. So since, if you accept this Chiddush of the Prima Godim and other Achronim that say Isser Chal Isser doesn't mean it's non-existent in totality, it just means it's not in full force for Bezdin to punish you or for us to be Mechayev you anything based on that, so then perhaps one could say a Chiddush according to the Kesef Mishnah that there's a Nosaf of an Isser Achilo that exists for there to be an Isser Bishul in its full force. That's what some Achronim suggest to defend the Kasha on the Tribune Rav from the Har Tzvi. Yeah, Moshe.
I just wanted to make sure, is Rebbe recording?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Rabbi Isai, but I have a Kasha on this. What's my Kasha? Yesterday, Shir, the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis. If this is correct, that Isser Chalal Isser. Ain Isser Chalal Isser. All it means is that you're not going to get punished. Or you're not going to be Chayav a Karbon. But the Isser is there. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Nafkamino of where we're going to bury you, that you're not going to be in the same Bate Kvaros of the person that has one less Avera from you, because you also have an Isser Chalal Isser, a second Avera. If that's the Pshat in the Gemara, then what should fall apart? The Rambam's Nekuda Nefla. The Rambam told us that when you have Nevela with Chalav, that the Isser Anah is not going to apply. Why? Because
the Isser
Achila isn't there. But now we're trying to say that the Isser Achila is there. The Isser Achila does exist. And that's the defense of the Kesef Mishnah. It's just that it's not there in full force. So you see from the Rambam L'Chayra, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Kovet Zaharis and Simon Lamed, you see from the Rambam that apparently Ein Isser Chalal Isser, it's our Rambam that tells us it's not there, not only for Onshin, not only for Chiyuvin, not only for Korbanos. It's not there, Legabe Averos. What did the Gemara in Yevamos mean, says Rabbi Chanan? The Gemara in Yevamos meant the Sibas HaIsser is there, whatever it is, the thing that causes the Avera is there. So that's enough for a Bate Kvaros thing. But if you want to know, did I do an Avera, says Rabbi Chanan, I didn't do an Avera. Because what? Because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And Ein Isser Chalal Isser doesn't only mean Klape Onshin, but it means Klape the Avera itself.
Are we sure that Gemara is teaching something halachic and not something more hashkafic? Are we sure that's not like a Musar in that Gemara?
I mean, it's saying Lakovro Bein Rishon Gemurim.
Yeah, it's not saying that you're literally doing.
Okay,
that
I hear that you're saying it's a musr dika. That's like a frum thing. But
like if you're gonna if you're trying to like cheat the Torah like that, like don't think you're getting away with it.
I hear.
You're also going to hell.
So you want to that's really kind of what. So the you want to argue really with the Prima Gadon. The Prima Gadon could be that's what Rabbi Chanan saying. Rabbi Chanan saying there's going to be an afkamina, but you're saying you don't need averus for that, right? I hear what you're saying.
Right, it's sibas averus. It's like Rabbi Chanan.
Right. So Rabbi Isai, there is a way I think you could defend and get around from our Rambam against Rabbi Chanan. And it's just to say something very simple, but to tweak it a little bit. Perhaps, no. It's not enough in order to have the Isser Anah, to have Epis in Isser Achila. But you need what? You need the Isser Achila in Basar V'Cholav to be Chal in full force. And if the Isser Achila is there in its full capacity, then you could extrapolate and extend to now be Mechadish in Isser Hanah. So even the Prima Gadon, even those who learn the Gemara in Yevamos to say that there is an Avera there, they're going to agree that there's not going to be a separate set of Malkus, that there's not going to be an Isser Achila in its entirety when it comes to Basar V'Cholav. So it could be that all the Rambam is saying, yes, you have an Avera. I know the Gemara in Yevamos, but it's not just a Sibas HaIsser. There's an Avera. But you know what I'm telling you, says the Rambam? If you don't have a full-fledged Isser Achila of Basar V'Cholav, that could punish you, and that could give you a Chalois of a Macholos Asuris of Basar V'Cholav, then you can't get to the next stage of an Isser Hanah. So perhaps that's what the Rambam is telling us. And if that's the case, Rabosai, so then we can answer up for the Kesef Mishnah from the Rambam and still have this Chiddush from the Gemara in Yevamos. Happens to be, like we pointed out yesterday, that there are many poskim that disagree with the Dogam Rav Avah. And one of the reasons, Rabbi Schechter holds like this, one of the reasons to hold that by Basar V'Cholav, even if you hold that Isser Chalal Isser would not apply, right? Like the Rambam said, even if you would hold that there's an issue of ein iser chal iser. One of the arguments to be machmir is that since lekovro bin rishon gemurim, like the Prima Gadim saying that there is some sort of aveira over here, so that would be enough to now create an iser hana, and that would also be a reason to be machmir against the Dogam Revav. But Rabosai, what we just did is we took the idea of the Rambam and the Nekuda Nefla, and then we brought that and challenged that to now challenge our defense to the Kesef Mishnah from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Kasha when it came to the situation of Bishul. But then we interpreted the Rambam perhaps in a little bit of a different light, that even the Rambam that says the Isra Ana is connected to the Isra Achila, perhaps he wasn't going against this pshat in the Gemara and Yevamos to say that there was no Aver whatsoever, but rather he was saying a Chiddush when it comes to Basar V'Cholov, that if the Isra Macholos Asur is the Isra Achila of the Basar V'Cholov is not there in full force, then you're not going to have the Isra Ana to extend from that. But just to point out that this does have practical implications, because once we introduced this new idea within Isser Chalal Isser, some Achronim say that that's already enough of an Isser to now be Mechadish, even when you have Nevela meat, that since the Isser is Mashuchal, again, not like the Rambam, but since the Isser exists on some level, that would be enough to create the Isser Ana against the Rambam, and therefore that's another reason why some are machmir, that the case of the dog food, the Basar Nevela with Chalav, would be Usser, because Epis, the Isser exists, even in a situation of Ein Isser, Chal Al Isser. So again, we had a lot of moving parts over here. We had a Gemara in Yevamos now to work out, to try to understand, to try to analyze. How does that fit in? And how does that help? That helped us. Legabe, the kasha that we had on the Kesef Mishnah that said Bishul and Achila was going to be connected. The Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Hartzvi challenged that because of the Rambam's psak that by Nevela, that you see that there is an Isser Bishul even though there's not going to be an Isser Achila. So doesn't that prove that they're not connected? So we said that perhaps there's a new Yisod, and the Isser is Chal to an extent, like the Prima Gadim suggests. But that fell short when we had the Rambam from yesterday, that the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos seems to tell us that there is no Isser Achila, and that's the reason why there is no Isser Hana. So, and that's what Rabbi Chanan said, that the Gemara in Yevamos didn't mean what we thought it meant, and there is no Isser Achila whatsoever. So I defended that perhaps one can still fit the Rambam with this analysis, that even if you understand the Gemara in Yevamos to mean that there is an Isser Achila, but for Basar V'Cholov purposes, to create an Isser Hana, you need an Isser Achila of Basar V'Cholov in its full force, and to have a full-fledged Isser, otherwise you will not have the Isser Hana. Rabbi Isai, that closes the sugya of non-kosher meat in terms of Basar Nevela. We will Mirtz Hashem next week move on with, and guys, just communicate to me if it works with your schedule, move on to Basar Chaya, Basar Tmeya, and Basar Oaf, a little bit more Lamaisedik, a lot of different halachos coming up next week.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right.